Sam just came and sat next to my sister.
Stared at her.
And then turned to her and said, I love you.
When Liv had started to work out that she maybe had gone too far and that we had work today, she took the labubu off her bag, went and sat in a corner and hugged it. Listen, they say now, don't work with kids, pets or Pete and Liv. Like, I think that's the new thing.
I am really connected to, like, the moon.
I feel like it's an excuse for people to be a...
The Sunday Roast, reheated.
With Pete Wicks and Olivia Atwood.
Welcome to the Sunday Roast, reheated with me, Pete.
And me.
And her, Liv. If you are easily offended, then move along. This is for the people who can actually take a joke. So should we crack on?
Yeah, we will. But I'll just do a warning at the top that Pete's going to have to carry me for this episode a little bit. I am feeling the consequences of my choices severely today.
Last night?
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is basically the Sunday Roast Reheated is like an add-on to the radio show, all the bits that we didn't get a chance to speak about properly. And one thing we definitely didn't speak about that much was last night. I mean, how we got through today, I don't know.
You did. I didn't really. Like, my contribution to the radio show was minimal.
But you've been here in spirit, which is nice.
Yeah, I'm physically here. Just mentally not.
But you've supplied the goods today.
Oh, yeah. I have.
Oh, yeah.
It is 5 o'clock. I have ordered 8 times on delivery.
It's one of them things. Do you feel a bit, like, needy when you're, like, hungover? So, like, Deliveroo's, like, your friend.
It's like, I don't know what I want. I could go in the app right now and go down a different route. Coffee's not hitting.
There's pizza. There's about 7 different drinks.
I'll be honest
with you. It's been a struggle today.
There's a lot going on. In front of me right now, I've got Pepsi. I've got Purdy's. Guys, do not sleep on Purdy's when you're hungover. It slaps.
What is
Purdy's? A massive bottle of water. A lot of people hate it. It's like an energy drink, basically, but it's kind of niche. Like, some people love it, but they hate it.
Can't you just drink Red Bull like a normal person?
I would literally, if a Red Bull touched my lips, I'd vomit. Like, that would be the worst thing. To me, Red Bull's a mixer. I'm not drinking Red Bull without vodka.
Oh, no, I smash Red Bull.
I know you
absolutely
do.
Absolutely smash through it. I mean, yeah, last night, Liv and I were out together with Liv's sister. My favourite part of last night, though, was bumping into Sam Thompson.
Yeah, we went for some food at the West End, and literally the table next to us, it was Sam. And you had no idea that he was there, did you?
I had no idea. Literally, we were outside just coming in and he came running out like an excitable child who just found Santa Claus. But I don't think that was for me, because Sam has got a unhealthy obsession / fascination with one of the Atwoods, and it isn't Liv.
He's got a crush on my sister. But this is how Sam, I guess, shoots his shot. When Pete went to the toilet, Sam just came and sat in Pete's seat next to my sister.
Stared at her,
and then turned to her and said, I love you. But my guys, they don't know each other. They've met, like, once.
They've met once, yeah. Your sister is happily married, but Sam thought, do you know what? I've got a new mullet. I've had a glow up.
Yeah, he's...
This might work.
He's like, I'm just going to throw it at the wall and see what sticks.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what stuck. Nothing. Not a thing. It slid down the wall.
Her words were, okay. Yeah.
Pete's back now. Can you get out of the seat? But it was a good night.
It was a good night. Yeah, it was fun.
I got lubed up.
I was wearing a latex top.
Yeah, she was...
So I had to put lube on it. That's the hack. You have to use a silicone-based lube to make it shiny.
But you didn't take lube out, so she had to go to Boots along the way and just buy some Durex Play Lube.
I had handprints all over the top, so I needed to keep it shiny.
It was an experience. But we went a little bit over the top, I think.
Do you know what? I think so many people will relate to this, and I'm really bad for it. I'm worse now that I work so much and I go out so much less, that when I do go out, I just chase the night. I chase the legs off it.
Liv was like Forrest Gump, just running across America last night.
I'm not ready to be done, ever. It's never enough.
It's never enough. But on the plus side, at least we didn't have to work today.
Yeah.
And get through a whole radio show. I'm surprised we did it, but I'm happy.
Well, I was late, not for the show, but for our pre-meeting, and my Uber driver had to wake me up when he got me here.
Did he actually? Did you fall asleep in the car? Mm-hmm.
Oh. And I'm wearing my pyjamas, so...
Yeah, you have turned up in pyjamas, despite the fact we've got to record a whole thing in a minute.
Oh, I didn't know that, did I?
Yeah, but I'm so excited for it. I mean, to the point where the people that we're having to record with, we were supposed to do before the radio, they're all sat on their laptops out there, just online shopping, or probably looking for new jobs, I think,
after this.
They're all on Indeed currently, just looking for a new job. Listen, they say now, don't work with kids, pets or Pete and Liv. Like, I think that's the new thing. Which is amazing, because individually, we're probably quite good to work with. It's when we get together.
I'm never late. That was poor from me.
But you turned up.
When you texted me and you said, what time are you going to be here? I was still in bed.
Wow.
I've not had a shower.
I mean, the first thing I do if I'm a bit hungover is have a shower, because I feel like it'll wake me up. Liv, just quite happy, just roll out. bed in the slippers.
I will have a bath tonight. I just caught what I look like in that mirror. Wow. I look like the witch from Sleeping Beauty. Yeah, sometimes I'm really hungover. If you're a bit neurodivergent, I think you will relate to this. It's like the overstimulation of getting wet on top of already feeling really ill. It's so weird. But it's like the idea of it, of like getting cold, getting, I was like, oh God, no. But I will have a bath tonight because that's a lot more like...
hygienic.
Easier to kind of... tolerate.
Well, we'd appreciate if you'd have a bath because it has been a struggle for us today. We weren't sure if it was the pizza.
I get complacent because I never smell. It's really weird. I'm kind of like scentless.
I will back up.
So then that means that I can kind of get away with more than I should. But it's not an excuse to be grubby.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I would love to sit here and say she fucking stinks, but she don't.
Thanks.
You're kind of like a big, long tin of Febreze. You just always smell quite good.
I like long, but I don't know if I like being called big. When someone says someone's big, I just think they're like broad.
You have got a set of shoulders on you. You've been going to gym, very well sculpted. But listen, it's not our fault though, is it?
No, everything's been a bit crazy this week because Mercury's been in retrograde. I know we're banging on about it, but it's funny because the little things start to happen. And I was like asking my followers on Instagram the other day, I was like, I'm in such a bad mood, but I don't know why. They're all flooding my DMs with the moon schedule. It does just throw, just think what you want. I am really connected to like... the moon.
Well, like a werewolf.
It affects me in a big way.
Does it? I feel like it's an excuse for people to be a...
What it is like some people would say I've been hard to deal with this week, but I'm hard to deal with because you're doing things wrong. And I have to tell you. So do it right and then we won't have an issue.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, completely get it. It's always someone else's fault. If it's not someone else, it's the fucking moon just affecting all of our moods. The horrible people. The sun don't bother us. The sun's lovely. It's that fucking moon. He comes out at night, fucks with all our heads. What a prick. I fucking hate the moon.
I was on my phone the other morning at breakfast with Chloe, my manager, and Harold, who does my hair, comes down. And I was texting really fast. And he was like, what's up with her? And she goes, oh, she's on the warpath. Just don't engage with her.
I don't think you've been that bad this week, though. I think it's because I don't pay attention to you.
But working together is the easiest thing we do.
Yeah,
like, we never argue. We're always on the same page.
No, but do you know what? Like, we actually said this last night. I am a little bit surprised by it. Are you?
Pete, I'm sorry. It's going to caveat. Anything you said last night, you'll have to tell me now for the first time. Like, my mind just went blank. I was like, what did we say?
This is also my favourite. You go out with Liv and, like, next day, like, you know, when you have, like, a debrief and I'm like, oh, last night. And
she nothing. Goes, yeah,
what happened?
Nothing.
Tell me everything. I have to relive the entire night. What I should start doing is taking notes on the night out for things to remind of the next day. You need a night out journal.
Because I'm like, to Pete, oh, and then what did he say? And then what did I say? And then where did we sit? And he's like, are you joking? I'm like, no.
It's like she's not even there. She's basically just a lifeless vehicle that comes along and drinks all the fucking drink. That's basically what she is. Let's live on a night out. Actually, this is my favourite part of last night. At one point we were sat there, there was five of us around a table, you downed your fucking drink, and then you said, you're going to get some more drinks then? And I was like, we've literally just got these ones. She went, all right, fine. Picked up everyone else's and downed them.
No,
and then now we need to get more drinks, don't we? And I was like, oh, right, yeah, okay,
I'm
sweet.
A beast. I'm round the bend, see, aren't I?
You are round the bend. Have you ever felt like this?
Yeah,
strange things happening. Are you going round the twist? Come on, all together now. Have you felt like this?
No, guys,
when strange
stop.
Things happening, are you going round the twist? See, you get everything on this
we
fucking
have to
podcast.
We get clearance for that because it was so good.
Listen, anything that's happened to you this week, if anyone asks you what's been wrong with you, just say to them, listen, it's the fucking moon. Moon's a prick.
Okay, so this will mean nothing to you, Pete, but I met Charlotte Tilbury.
Oh, yeah.
Charlotte Tilbury, who's like just an empire of a businesswoman. This brand she's created is like...
Is this the makeup woman?
It's makeup, yeah. It's like you can't even scope how big that she's made this brand, like worldwide. She's a makeup artist and she's also like a bit of a character. Like she's got long ginger hair and she says, darlings, all the time. That's like her catchphrase, darlings. She was shooting in the same building as me. And then she popped down into my studio to say hi. I was really gassed about this. And she bought me a big bag of free makeup. Sorry, not sorry. I'm just going to tell you.
I wish you'd used it today. Fucking hell. Jesus, that's still sat on the fucking sofa then, isn't it? Could have dived into that this morning, saved us all. Fuck me.
I'll tell you where that was. I saw it walk up my apartment this morning under my sister's hand.
Sister took it.
This is my sister. Whenever she comes to my house, before she goes, where's the free stuff? And I was like, what do you mean? She's like, there's always free stuff here. She's like, and I would like to have a look. Anyway, off track. So she came down, said hi. She was amazing. I was actually doing an interview in another room. I had a mic on. And then my stylist texted me saying, like, oh, my fucking God, Charlotte Tilbury's looking for you. And I was like...
Stop wearing my makeup. You're making it look bad. That's what she wanted to come in and say.
I ripped the mic off and I ran down there so fast. And now I just think we're best friends.
Sorry?
I think we're best friends.
Best friends?
Yeah, I don't have her number, but I have her PA's number, and the PA's said that she thinks we're also best friends.
Well, it's like Sam. Like, you know, Sam and I are best friends, but I don't speak to him. I have to go through his PA. That's how I know we're best friends. Whenever he wants to go for a drink and that, or if I say to him, can you come do the podcast? I have to go through. That's how I know we're best friends.
Okay, good. So that's a good sign.
Yeah, it's a good sign, you pathetic human. To be honest with you, it sounds like she was more gassed about meeting you than the other way around. I mean, to travel
she
down...
She was excited, which what? I was honoured. I mean, she's Charlotte fucking Tilbury.
Yeah, but you're Olivia fucking Atwood. Do you know what I mean? The iconic Olivia Atwood.
Iconic.
Well, that's good. I don't really understand this best friends thing, though. I don't really get it. I feel like it's a girl thing. Like, you meet someone once and then suddenly... Like, the amount of times I see fucking, like, Instagram stories of someone. Just met this girl in the toilet and we're going on holiday next week. You don't even fucking... It could be a serial killer. You could have just met Rose West.
We do get into a bit of, like, sort of love affairs with girls we've just met.
I mean, I get into love affairs with girls I've just met, but yes. It's slightly different.
There's no love.
Yeah, there's no love.
It's just
an
affair.
And it doesn't last 3 minutes. And if it does, 2.5 minutes of that's cuddling.
Oh, God.
Sorry. What?
You're a cuddler. Would you cuddle a one-night stand?
No, I say goodbye and watch them from the window as they wait for the Uber in the rain. I'm joking. I'm a nice person, really.
Oh, my God, my fucking Labubu umbrella. I knew that was going to happen.
Oh, thank God.
I have a Labubu umbrella and I lost it last night.
She's lost it. I stole it and hid it because I hated it. I'm not even
guys,
joking.
Oh, my God, I'm so sad. I knew that was going to happen.
Oh, and it was a nightmare. I know exactly what cab you left it in because as we were getting out and I said, shall I hold it? I threw it back in as we closed the door. So there's currently a black cab driver just wandering around London in the rain with a Labubu umbrella.
Damn it.
Honestly, you need to get over that fucking Labubu thing now. I'm bored of it.
I can't.
Hyperfixate on something else.
I could definitely make room for something else. I'm not as fixated, but I just love them.
Last night, when Liv had started to work out that she maybe had gone too far and that we had work today, she took the Labubu off her bag, went and sat in a corner and hugged it. I'm not joking. And I came over and went, come on, let's put it down. Let's put it down. It's okay. It's all right. We can still enjoy the night. And she was in the corner going, but it's on his own. I was like, it's a fucking toy. What the fuck is wrong with you? Go and put it back on your fucking bag, you Wally.
They're my emotional support.
Your emotional support, Labubus?
Yeah.
Of course they are, you fucking weirdo.
Last week we played a game that you loved and we loved.
It's called WhatsApp Roulette. Basically, you give us a word, we have to search it in our WhatsApp chats. This is so dangerous.
And we have our word that we need to search.
Chosen by you, and the word is...
Cream!
That was supposed to go a lot better than what it did. Liv, what have you got?
I was a little bit nervous about this one because I just didn't know in what connotation it was going to come up. But essentially, I've got messages on messages of referencing cream clothing.
Quite boring then for you.
You're like this top and cream. Maybe we should do that dress and cream. I'm thinking a cream blazer. Yeah, that's the whole thing.
Slightly different to you. We'll start with, isn't salad cream weird? How do you feel about salad cream?
I don't like it.
Yeah.
I think it tastes sickly.
Core, cream on that. Take that any way you want.
Yep.
And I put jam on one and cream on the other. Not entirely sure what I was talking about there. Make your own mind up.
It's been a very long week. A lot has happened. I think it's been a testing week for some of us. We now know, we've mentioned it earlier in the show, Mercury is in retrograde. So it basically throws us all off balance a little bit.
Yeah.
For me, it's just an accumulation of annoying things, like, you know, dropping your phone, like locking yourself out of the apartment. And then I could find myself having a meltdown. I treated myself to one on Thursday.
Thursday? So meltdowns come in like different grades?
Yeah, so like level 10 would be full. Like
full,
nuclear,
I'm having a wobbler.
Yeah.
What was your Thursday one?
I think it was like a 7.
Oh, 7.
Yeah.
Okay.
A couple of people got not the best side of me.
Room for improvement then on the whole meltdown stage. I mean, to be fair, I don't really have meltdowns because I'm generally quite unstable anyway.
Yeah.
I think I'm always kind of in the middle of a meltdown, let's be honest with you.
The Sunday Roast, reheated.
With Pete Wicks and Olivia Atwood. The Week Roasted.
With Pete Wicks and Olivia Atwood.
Right, everyone's been talking about it this week. Coldplay concert turns a little bit awkward after mortified couple get called out by Chris Martin.
Oh, look at these two. All right, come on, you're okay?
Now it's believed these people are having an affair. One's the CEO, one's the HR rep. You can't make this stuff up.
No, you literally can't. I mean, my favourite part of it is the fact that she's the HR lady. I mean, the reaction to it, the whole thing, is one of the funniest things I've seen on the internet.
Drop sort of out of frame and like the dramatics. Like, you've, even if you weren't doing anything wrong, you made it like you're doing something wrong now.
If you haven't seen it, Coldplay were performing in Boston and part of the show is panning to the audience and giving the fans their moment on the big screen. So this fan cam pans to the couple who looks super, super loved up on a balcony, all kind of like hands all over each other. But after realising the camera was on them, they swiftly move apart. Her face drops and she turns around and he basically just drops to his knees off camera. And then lead singer Chris Martin says,
either they're having an affair or they're just very shy.
Fully caught out by Chris Martin.
And I thought the worst part for me is that she really needed her roots doing. And if I saw that on a big screen, that would ruin my week.
I mean, the fact that she's head of HR is the bit for me. I wonder if she goes to work on Monday and gives herself a disciplinary.
Charlie's still having a brat summer because she just got married.
She had the little baby ceremony in Hackney.
In Hackney, that's so brat.
Round the corner from me. Slightly disappointed I didn't get an invite. I'm great at a wedding.
She is doing a big party, though, in Sicily later on. So she's having a big fancy thing, but this was like them just basically... like doing the legal side of it, I guess.
Just signing the papers, doing all that, popping down for some pork scratchings in the dog and duck after.
I feel like it was just very her.
Yeah, and the big brat wedding en route.
Yes, exactly.
How exciting. I'm so excited for it. I really am. Charlie XCX is getting married. She's going to be called Charlie Daniels. No relation to Paul Daniels. He's not with
us
anymore.
He always tries to be a little bit condescending around pop culture things because it's what I'm interested in.
I'm bored of you now.
And I know you were interested in it too.
Shut up. Obviously, we do the Week Roasted on the Sunday roast, but this is reheated, so we're going to go through some of the other things. And we listen, there's loads of news that's happened. Molly May's sister went on holiday. I'm not interested. Pete Davidson got a new bird pregnant or something. He's dated loads of lovely people. Great. But the one that did catch my eye is Diego. Really famous. He is known as the fuck tortoise in my head.
Yeah, I was saying, he's not known as that. I'm reading the article right now.
Just in my head.
The Guardian called him a sex superstar.
Yes, he's a sex-obsessed tortoise who is single handedly saved his species by fathering 800 kids.
Jesus Christ, Diego's out of control.
He's absolutely loving it. And now and then he's
going to make a joke then.
Sorry.
There was so many jokes.
I know, but luckily you're with it today, so you can't abuse me too much. It's great. I love it when you're like this. You know what I mean?
I think he should be in the Love Island villa.
Yeah, he could save the series, because by the sounds of it, it's been dead.
Fucking around, tortoise style.
Don't you think a tortoise's whole head, when it comes out like that, does look like a penis?
Yeah, dickhead. This has been the Sunday Roast Reheated. This podcast is probably the most random thing you've ever listened to.
Okay, this podcast is probably the most random listen ever, but we have a laugh doing it. If you fancy, give us a rating and a review wherever you're listening to this. Yeah, do all the reviewing stuff. We like all that
five
sort of stuff.
Five stars or you know what happens. My hand up your butt.
Yeah, exactly. The only way I've got through today is her hand's been up my butt. I'm like a ventriloquist. I'm not actually speaking. It's Liv speaking for me because she can't do it herself. But if you are going to review, write horrible things and roast us in the review, but do put five stars. That's what we want. New episode every Monday, ready for your hot girl walk of the day. I'm about to go and do mine. I'm really excited about it. I've got my latte. I'm wearing some Tala flares.
I don't even know what Tala flares are. You're such a girl.
I know. Tell me about it. Slay bitch. Fucking hell. See
it's
you next week.
It's not slay bitch.
Oh, I don't give a fuck what it is. Fucking slay queen.
The Sunday Roast. Reheated.